Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Currently we're doing the chapter on the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan, an explanation of the virtues of fasting and whatever is related to fasting. An Sahl ibn Sa'd radiyallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, inna fil jannati baban yuqalu lahu ar-Rayyan yadkhulu minhu as-sa'imuna yawm al-qiyamah la yadkhulu minhu ahadun ghayruhum. يقال أين الصائمون فيقومون لا يدخل منها منه أحد غيرهم فإذا دخلوا أغلق فلم يدخل منه أحد متفق عليه. هذا سهل بن سعد رضي الله عنه نريت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is a door in Jannah known as الريان. The name of the door is الريان. We explained yesterday الريان means to be satiated. Once a person enters the door of satiation, there is no more feeling thirsty ever again after that. So Allah Ta'ala has kept this door, special door, reserved for those that keep fast. Ulama explained that this is fast, that's nafil fast, over and above the Ramadan fast. So one is a person keeps Ramadan fast, but over and above this is a person that keeps nafil fast, optional fast. For example, he fasts Mondays and Thursdays, he fasts Ayyam-e Bid, the middle days of the month wherein there is full moon, 13, 14, 15. Then he keeps general fast and he looks forward for those days that have got specific rewards for fasting, etc. Example, 9th and 10th of Muharram, or 10th and 11th. Like that, the person looks for those days, that first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, etc. So not the first 10 days, but the first few days of Dhul Hijjah. So like that, the person is looking for all Mubarak days to fast. And this person is fasting, he's keeping optional fast. So here this hadith is explaining that those who fast will enter on the day of, will enter the special door, this door of Rayyan, will enter it on the day of Qiyamah, and none besides them will enter it. In other words, this is a special reserved door for those that kept nafil fast, those that kept extra fast. Allah has kept a special door for them, and none besides these people will enter through this door. An announcement will be made. It will be said on that day, where are those who used to fast? Where are those? In other words, like great honor. Where are those people that used to fast? They will stand up and none besides them will enter it. Only these people will enter this door that Allah Ta'ala has kept, this door of Rayyan, for those people that would keep this fast, these fasts. Once they have entered, it will be locked and no one else will enter it. Such an honor Allah Ta'ala will give the people of fasting. Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst these people. Generally we shy away, we feel hard, we feel difficult. Allah Ta'ala has made it such that this fasting has got so many benefits. One is physical benefits a person gets because of fasting. His health stays good, etc. It helps him with diabetes, it helps him with other medical problems, etc. They found that fasting is a very, very effective method. Apart from this, look at what the Mubarak, the beautiful, this is the asal that we should be looking, getting the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in akhirat, Allah ta'ala gives the people of fasting such honor, such great honor. Because in the day, in the dunya, they felt some thirst for the sake of Allah ta'ala. They were feeling thirsty, it may have been a hot day, it was difficult for them. But they bore all that, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they kept the roza. Allah ta'ala gives them this honor on the day of Qiyamah. عن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما من عبد يصوم يوما في سبيل الله إلا باعد الله بذلك اليوم وجهه عن النار 70 خريفا متفق عليه. حضرت أبو سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said when a servant fasts for a single day in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah keeps his face at a distance of 70 years journey away from the fire of Jahannam on account of that day. Sometimes in hadith, this expression is used, the expression of the face, the expression of the back, expression of one limb of the body. But what it would mean is Allah Ta'ala will keep the person physically, keep him away. So understanding this, let's read this hadith again, that when a servant fasts for a single day in the path of Allah, Allah keeps his face at a distance of 70 years. In other words, Allah will keep this person a distance of 70 years journey away from the fire of Jahannam on account of that one day. One day this person fasted out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person experienced the heat And despite experiencing the heat, he fasted for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He experienced the difficulty, and despite the difficulty, he fasted in the path of Allah ta'ala for the sake of Allah ta'ala. Allah ta'ala appreciates this so much that now you're not only going to stay away from Jahannam, you're going to stay away from even the heat of Jahannam. 70 years journey Allah ta'ala keeps him away from Jahannam because this person made a little bit sacrifice for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world. What is meant by in the path of Allah ta'ala? It may refer to jihad against the disbelievers, or according to some ulama, any activity in the path of Allah ta'ala, such as a person went for hajj, person went for umrah, person went to propagate the word of Allah ta'ala out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, person went to teach out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he left his home, went to teach, etc. This person is out in the path of Allah ta'ala. Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi stated that this hadith mentions the virtue of fasting whilst in the path of Allah ta'ala. This also applies to those people who are not harmed by it, do not relinquish any rights, and bring about no shortcomings in their fighting or in their fighting or other important matters whilst in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it means is that these people, together with fasting, that they don't give up any rights that they have to do. Sometimes you find a person may fast, but because of his fasting, now other people may be suffering. So this person, together with fasting, he's taking the rights of people, he's careful that he's not harming anybody, he's not doing anything that he's not supposed to be doing, not supposed to be doing. In other words, together with fasting, a person takes into account everything else that he should be doing. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him with this great reward. May Allah ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of fasting, of bringing these things in our lives. Easy way to do is to start off slowly. It won't become, if a person is not in the habit of fasting, it will be difficult for him. But start slowly. At least we can do the 3 days, as I mentioned, the 14, 15, 16 of the month, or 13, 14, 15 of the month. Person can do these fast, the middle of the month. So then you'll find that only 3 days in 1 month that the person will need to do. And slowly he can increase. He'll do Monday, he'll do Thursday, or he'll start off with one a Monday, and then slowly as he increases, he does Mondays and Thursdays, and then a person can increase upon fasting. Once a person is in a routine and a habit of fasting, then he'll find it very, very hard to give up this beautiful habit. And another way a person can start is if he waits, if he's finding it difficult to start in the summer months, he waits as he's going into the winter months. Now he says, right, now I'm going to start this routine. And he builds up on it, because once he starts in the shorter days, then he slowly, slowly builds up. If a person tries one shot to start in the summer months, it may become very, very hard for him. So therefore we start off slowly, but our niyat is to increase. And the day that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that must be the best days of our life. In other words, we increase to the highest point that we reached in this dunya. And there's great hope that Allah ta'ala will give us this reward, because a man's niyat was such that he wanted to be amongst the rank of those elite class that fasted optionally for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Pak give us all the tawfiq inshallah of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.